meeting with European allies. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden is in Warsaw, Poland to discuss European security as the one-year mark of Russia's invasion of Ukraine approaches.
NATO has advanced eastwards in recent years, and it's those eastern flank allies led by Polish President Andrzej Duda who President Joe Biden is meeting today. We're expecting a speech by President Biden designed to resonate with US allies and further rally support behind Ukraine, but it'll also contain a message for Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Russian people. The president will emphasize that Ukraine is standing strong when Russia thought it would cower and that the West is united when Russia believed it would divide.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Earlier on a surprise trip to Kyiv, the president promised more military aid to Ukraine.
Artillery ammunition for HIMARS and howitzers. More javelins, anti-armor systems, air surveillance radars to help protect Ukrainian people.
The president telling Ukraine's President Zelensky the U.S. will support them for as long as it takes. An hour from now, Russia's President Putin is to address his country's parliament on the war in Ukraine. Like a bomb went off. That's how one witness described the explosion and fire that tore through a copper foundry in suburban Cleveland on Monday.
Debris went flying from this building 200 yards in every direction, landing on cars, busting through glass windows of other buildings, an absolutely terrifying scene, but nothing compared to what was going on inside of that building with this molten hot metal inside that just exploded for some reason. The roof collapsing, the walls flying in every direction, twisted steel beams landing on people's cars.
Suzanne Stratford of Fox 8 in Cleveland reports one person was killed, 13 others hurt, at least one critically. Another earthquake has shaken southern Turkey and northern Syria, killing three more people and injuring hundreds. 2 weeks after that 7.8 magnitude earthquake, America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's Tuesday, the 21st of February. In New Orleans, it's Fat Tuesday and the crescendo of Mardi Gras.
This year's Mardi Gras in New Orleans has looked more like pre-pandemic years, with no more COVID restrictions and parades in full swing for the second year in a row. And for the first time in recent memory, a Latin American man is serving as Rex, King of Carnival. Tulane professor Ludovico Fioli is a native of Costa Rica, but has lived in New Orleans since 2000.
I've come to understand the wonderful good fortune that being able to congregate with the community represents.
Today is Fat Tuesday, marking the close of carnival season. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, which marks the start of Christian Lent. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The U.S. Supreme Court today hears arguments in a lawsuit that says Google should be held liable for extremist content on its platform, which the plaintiffs contend contributed to deadly terrorist violence. At stake is the federal law known as Section 230 that shields online companies from liability for content posted by users on its sites. State lawmakers in Indiana are working on a bill that would force schools to notify parents if their children change their gender identity or preferred pronoun.
Opponents of the bill, which lawmakers voted to send to the full Indiana House, said it would alienate LGBTQ students, particularly transgender youth, and possibly force kids to come out to their parents. While supporters argue the legislation legislation would empower parents to choose how their children are raised. The bill, authored by Republican Michelle Davis, would only apply to public schools and would not allow them to discipline teachers or staff who use a name, pronoun, title, or other word to identify a student that is consistent with the student's legal name. Davis said the legislation supports transparency and parents' rights, which she says shouldn't get dropped at the classroom door.
Fox's Lisa Lacera, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.